This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. A federal judge is weighing arguments on whether he should temporarily block a controversial new Louisiana law involving church-state separation issues.
The law requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public classroom by January 1st. Opponents say the law is an unconstitutional violation of separation of church and state, and that the display will isolate students, especially those who are not Christian. Proponents argue that the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance to the foundation of U.S. law.
CBS News correspondent Stacy Lynn.
The new law in Louisiana has been touted by conservatives, including former President Donald Trump. In June, he posted on social media, "I love the Ten Commandments in public schools, private schools, and many other places for that matter. Read it. How can we as a nation go wrong?"
WWL reporter Chris Miller has been following the story in New Orleans.
Until recently, a case like this would be a slam dunk for people seeking to overturn the law. Not anymore, says Loyola New Orleans law professor Dane Cialino.
The United States Supreme Court over the last 3 or 4 years has become more accommodating to religion in the public school setting.
The state is trying to convince the judge that the law meets certain conditions
to determine whether there's a historical and traditional basis for posting the Ten Commandments.
Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
And there's a new legal challenge to this Louisiana law. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Corsula.
The second lawsuit against the controversial Louisiana law has been filed by Chris Deere. The New Orleans high school history teacher was Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year. The Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st is the only law of its kind in the country.
In other news, speaking during his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican, Pope Francis prayed for peace, saying the Palestinians are suffering inhumane attacks.
Non dimentichiamo la Palestina che sta soffrendo attacchi inumani.
And an influential Islamic cleric has died at the age of 83.
Fethullah Gulen was a one-time ally of Turkish leader Erdogan until Erdogan accused him of being a terrorist and orchestrating an attempted military coup in 2016 to try to overthrow his government. The Islamic cleric inspired a global social movement while facing those accusations, which he denies. Gulen spent the last decades of his life in self-exile, living on a gated compound in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania, from where he continued to wield influence among his millions of followers in Turkey and throughout the world. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.